to Art If, the podcast about art, life, and everything in between.
Hello, and welcome back to the Art If podcast. Before we start today's minisode, we have an important announcement. Starting this week, we will be releasing a new episode every other week instead of every week. But don't worry, you'll still have something new to listen to each week, as we will be alternating minisodes and episodes. So it'll go minisode, episode, minisode, episode. We want to thank you for listening and hope that this doesn't cause you too much inconvenience. On today's minisode, we will be discussing Sahar Sajadieh's provocation, which was called The Soundscape of Daily Ritual. It asked us to pick one of our daily rituals, pay attention to some of the viewpoints, which is an acting technique to get you to think about space and time and movement. So we were to pay attention to tempo, duration, repetition, spatial relationship, and topography. Experiment with those qualities, so change it up a little bit. And then record our experiments and make a composition of our daily ritual. We found that this provocation helped us re-examine our daily life, break free of old habits, and find a little play in the things that might normally seem like chores.
All right. So Sahar's provocation, daily rituals.
Yes.
And yes. Viewpoints.
So what did you pick?
I had to experiment with several things because so many of the things I wanted to do are so quiet. Like reading.
Oh, interesting.
Or I tried to do petting my dog and I put the recorder right there and you can barely hear it. And the white noise was so loud that even when I edited it and took that out, you just really couldn't hear much. But like, that's the thing that I spend most of my day doing. So I'm like, I should have done that.
But it's adorable. That's a lucky dog.
Yeah, he is. So I ended up, well, and also my toothbrush is electric. So like that wasn't interesting because it just sounds like a vibrator the whole time and it doesn't change.
Right, you don't want to confuse right. anyone about what your daily rituals might be.
So I did end up using a little bit of pieces brushing my teeth. I ended up using, I think, wiping myself off with a towel after my shower.
Okay.
And grinding up some basil for cooking.
Oh, okay. Cool. Wow, you do that manually?
Yeah.
Look at you, fancy
foodie. I know, fancy.
Awesome. And what was like the process of experimenting with tempo, duration, repetition, spatial relationship, and topography?
It was kind of fun. Mostly I felt like my mom would be, I felt like a little kid who like you tell to do a thing and they just like fuck around.
Right.
So like I was like wiping myself off with the towel and then I was like doing it really slow and then I was doing it really fast. And I just like, I could just hear somebody in the background going, Hattie, just dry up and get out. Stop wasting time.
Is that in your own head?
It is in my own head. Well, and I also found myself being frustrated by some things because there are a lot of other things I do with my life, like mixing up my paints, for example. That's very ritualistic, but I didn't want to fuck around with that, right? Like, I didn't want to do that at a different pace because I have a pace that works. And I found myself resistant in some ways to changing the way I do things. And I also, it made me realize how obsessed with time efficiency I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because changing the
tempo.
I had
a similar revelation.
Wait, so what did you, what were your thing?
So I make pour over coffee every morning while I do my dishes. So it's like a combo because it takes like 15 minutes because I use a kettle. I grind my own beans. And so while
fancy.
I do that, I know. But while I do that, I wash my dishes.
You're talking about me being fancy with my herbs.
Hey. Coffee, man. I'm serious about coffee.
It's very important.
Yes, and to me in particular. So, yeah. I agree. I felt like certain ones
they were easier to play with than others. Like, it's a little hard to play with topography when my kitchen's only so big and I have to move from the stove to the, you know, so it's like I went out of my way, you know, or did a circle. But other ones I felt like tempo or in particular was really fun to play with because I found myself like making music. There's a lot of play in tempo.
Yeah.
And then in terms of duration, well, tempo, sorry. So the similar revelation I had was like, I was like, okay, I'm going to make one morning. I was like, I'm going to make my coffee parts as slow as possible and the dish parts like as fast as possible. And then I kind of realized that I already wash my dishes as fast as possible. Like, I'm not...
Right. Why would you not wash them fast?
Right. So that was like, oh, okay. Like, I am already pretty efficient at that. And I didn't want to make that slower, you know? So.
Right.
But, like, the tempo, like, the playing with the rhythm was fun.
Yeah.
And then I also one morning let my kettle, like, go on as long as possible, like, until I couldn't stand it anymore. And so it was like... It didn't make me rethink my ritual and the timing of my ritual as much as it like made me confront myself in some ways, right? Because I was like, oh, I wash my dishes as fast as possible, or I enjoy playing with like a musicality versus movement, which is interesting for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was what the process was like.
Yeah, I think maybe it wasn't so much about challenging the way I do these ritualistic things, but it did make me think about how most of my life I am very concerned about efficiency. Mm-hmm. And so I don't take time with in between things and doing the more mundane things to find any joy in them. Mm-hmm. And I think always pressuring myself to be efficient with things makes me resent a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So that was kind of a fun experience.
Although I feel like there's like an old adage, or maybe a philosopher said it, like the more things we habitize, like make a habit, the more space we give for our mind to work so that we're like not consciously thinking about what we're doing. Like when we're brushing our teeth, no, we're not like, as a kid, you're like, okay, I brushed this tooth and this side and you're like thinking about it. Now it's so routine that our mind's worrying. So there was like somebody, maybe I'll link it in the episode if I figure out who I'm talking about, that said, like, the more things we can habitize, the more space we give for our imagination.
Oh, interesting. Because the flip side is the more things we habitize, the more time we can give to producing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's a very capitalist. You are taking over this Marxist angle, man. I think I've lost my touch. So the second part of the challenge was to create a piece of music or some sort of audio with our recordings.
Yeah.
And?
This was definitely harder, I think, for me. Well, so listening to the sounds by themselves, I thought was interesting. Mostly all I could hear my breath through everything, and I was like, oh god, am I a mouth breather? Like, but listening to them on their own was kind of peaceful and interesting. And then layering them together, I guess I just, when I started out on it, I don't think I had a clear objective with what I was doing with that piece of the provocation, and that's on me, I think. I wanted to make sure I had a beginning, middle, and end, and it sort of crescendoed a little bit. So that was kind of, and then I just sort of shoved all the sounds in there so that they made this form. It was really, and so I kind of feel like I didn't take as full advantage of that as I probably could have. Because when I listened to yours, I was like, oh, she's got like a bass beat going on in here.
I guess I was like, I have to make music. Like, what does music have? Rhythm and sounds. So I went through, and like some of the sounds on the recording are like much worse than they are in person. Like the kettle boiling, right? Like I don't want to listen to a recording of that. Or even like the coffee grinder sounds better in real life. Like I know it's allowed. I guess I've become accustomed to it. I don't know. I wanted it to be musical. So like having a rhythm, having like a melodic shape and crescendo and sort of thing. But also be recognizable. That was my thought. So, like, I wanted it to you to figure out what I was doing. Yeah, and then the other thing is Lulu makes a little appearance because every morning while I'm doing my dishes.
Oh, I know. That was so adorable.
Every morning, like in each recording I made, every morning while I'm doing my dishes and doing the coffee, she comes in and starts meowing and trying to go outside. So actually what I didn't do is I have a whole conversation with her every morning. I'm like, oh, yeah? What? What, you want outside? You know, but I didn't want it to be about that. But I figured like, I had to honor her a little bit because she's there every morning. Cute. That's a part of my ritual. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's adorable.
And it made it a little goofy because I'm like, I can't take myself seriously as like a computer musician. So
right.
I was like, oh, we'll just make it funny, which is what I do when I feel self-conscious. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, same.
So I think that's it.
Cool.
Thanks, well, Sahar.
Thank you.
We want to hear about your attempts at the provocations, so make sure to tag us at #ArtIfPodcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Also, rate and review this podcast. If you like it, click that 5-star button and tell your friends about us. It would help us a lot. Art If Podcast is produced by
Hattie Cry
and Yasi Jahanmir.
Our theme music was composed by Muhammad Abdul Salam.
Follow us at Art If Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to stay up to date on upcoming episodes and to join our vibrant community of artists.